As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States, so you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome back to episode 4 of the Flavier Advent Calendar. We are the Buffalo Happy Hour, and today we are going to be touching the Chicken Cock Small Batch Bourbon. Honestly, not 100% sure what to expect from this. Never heard of the brand before. Michael, what do you have on this?
Kentucky, brother. So, we'll read from the passport, shall we?
This is a suitcase, by the way.
Advent Adventure Ears. That's how you say that. Prepare for our approach into Bardstown, Kentucky, the bourbon capital of the world and the beating heart of American whiskey. Yes, it is. Unfortunately, because it all tastes the damn same. So we'll see what this tastes like. While Louisville soars with its personalized and interactive bourbon adventures under the banner of bourbon tourism or bourbonism, Bardstown offers a more traditional and timeless journey. Bourbon enthusiasts can touch down into a rich heritage celebrated through signature events like the Bourbon Festival and pioneering craftsmanship of aging whiskey and charred oak barrels. Today's in-flight whiskey selection, Chicken Cock Bourbon, exemplifies Bardstown's proud legacy of crafting spirits with historical significance. Now, Derek, let me go on to tell you that this is a small batch Kentucky Straight Bourbon at 50 ABV and or 100 proof for those that only think of whiskey in proof, which... Welcome to the club. So we'll see what this does. But yeah, quickly, they soared through Prohibition by moving production to Canada, and they hid whiskeys in tin cans. The distillery burned down in the 50s, and the brand was revived in 2012 by Grain and Spirits. So we'll see what we got. Starting with nose, cheers to number 4.
Surprise, surprise. It smells like Kentucky. Kentucky just has such a distinct smell that in totality, it's not a bad smell. But once you have so many Kentucky whiskeys, you're like, all right, guy, come on. Fair?
You know why everybody shows off their, like, extravagant whiskey collections on Instagram and TikTok reels, and they have all these unbelievable 450 plus bottle collections inside of some basement speakeasy that's, you know, a $70,000 room renovation. They probably didn't even waterproof the basement first. And they're looking around and like, oh, I have every Michter's and I have all this and this and this. It all tastes the damn same. That's why no one drinks it. So it looks cool on a shelf with some wild backlighting, of course, to show off extreme wealth while the poverty lines continuously navigate and change, and we throw enough food away to feed the hungry. But anyways, I just, you know, the whole thing is frustrating because you're always going to get the caramel, the toffee, the vanilla, and a little bit of butter and some, you know, some wood sugars and yada, yada, yada. I just hope that this tastes different because the nose is very typical Kentucky, which lies my rating in flat B.
I would even go lower than that. I would go C minus. I just am so sick of the Kentucky nose. And if people are really getting something different from a majority of Kentucky noses, that means they've been through some severe trauma as a child, where they're picking up burned tire irons, and that's because they were whipped over the face with it as a kid, or something like that. I don't know. But this just tastes like, or this smells just like typical Kentucky. You're not getting anything special here.
Okay, so C-plus check. Compromise.
Yeah, I'll go C-plus check.
All right, C-plus check.
I mean, like Mike was saying, you're getting oak is a primary factor there, yeah. Like splintered wood a little bit. Vanilla, butterscotch, caramel, but yeah. All the same.
Toffee, vanilla, it's all. All
right.
We'll taste it. We'll see what it's got.
I've always said, dude, I love Kentucky whiskey.
I got a little remnants of tin can.
Yeah, it tastes like some person's spit can that they use after chewing tobacco.
Stop. Oh my goodness. It's a less refined typical Kentucky taste. You know? It's a little harsher. Not necessarily as well rounded regarding sweetness.
Honestly, I kind of like it though.
Yeah, that
a little bit more than traditional Kentucky because it's not that prototypical.
That's
vanilla.
Where this, I was getting to.
Yeah, this tastes like a candied toffee treat to me.
You know what this is? It's a Tuesday decanter option. That's what this is. You go to the store, you pick this up, you throw it in a decanter, you walk in the door. You hug your family, you pet your dog, you drop your coat, you go to the bar cart, you pour it. Not like that's any specific example at all regarding my life.
We don't do that every Tuesday.
Yeah, and it's you're not going to be worried about breaking the bank. I'm curious to know
we'll see.
How much this costs. We have no clue yet. We'll find out. I don't hate this as a decanter option.
Yeah. This tastes like this would be a really good old-fashioned option. And a lot of people say that normally because the whiskey sucks, and they say that the only good way to enjoy this is mixed within a cocktail where you can't taste the whiskey. But
option?
Like an old-fashioned. And the reason that I say that is because it almost tastes like cane sugar, like a sugar cube that was burnt. This is very sugary and very sweet.
There is burnt sugar
in
this taste.
And that's why I think that, like, normally you would throw a sugar cube into an old-fashioned and you would mix it up.
Yeah,
so, like, in here, you would be able to forego the sugar because there's so much sweetness and, like, caramelized sugar in this particular bourbon. Is it bourbon or is it just whiskey?
No, it's a straight bourbon.
Is it a bourbon?
Okay. Yeah, so where would you rate this initial taste? I'm still gonna go
C+, dude. Like, I don't think that this is anything special. This is just like a sweeter bourbon. Like,
I agree.
I'm just so tainted when it comes to bourbon.
Ending note: wood sugar.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of that caramelized like
burnt
sugar
charcoal. Yeah, this is you know, somebody put some sugar on top of an Irish coffee and then they torched it for the experience, and that's
creme brulee again, kind of getting that same type of aspect to it.
C+ for the ending note for me.
Yeah.
Now, final rating, give me that countdown. You're not getting a whole lot with this.
No.
So,
Right. 3, 2, 1.
68. Yeah, 69.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Nice.
Stop Reed Ferguson.
It's... not awful, but, you know, you passed...
Yeah.
You passed. You know. We'll look at your deficiencies and we'll come up with a game plan moving forward and we'll get you where we want you to be. It's a typical Kentucky option that tastes a little different.
So now, let me tell you this before we go on to the price.
How much is it?
I know, but before we go on to the price, what is the strength of this product? Because 69 is not a good score according to our standards. So what is the strength of this product? No, like not
I was going to say, you're talking like proof strength?
No, or? Like I'm saying like an overall, like a positive of this product that you can take to the store if it is an affordable option.
Decanter, it's still drinkable.
Yeah.
And it's versatile.
There you go. Okay. That's where I was going with it.
It's still drinkable. It's still versatile.
This is a very versatile product. Again, people say a lot that this is a great cocktail mixer because they don't want to offend the distillery. I'll offend the distillery. I don't give a shit. Because, like, sweet, they're not paying us, so I'm not going to just sit here and hope that we get money for it. Like, that's not what we're about. I will say that this is a very good whiskey cocktail product because it still gives you a whiskey flavor. It's not... What was the proof on this? Was this 100?
Yeah, it's 100.
So it's not weak in the sense of a proof in ABV content, and it gives you that sugar content that mixes very well with the cocktail. I think that this is a very good cocktail product, and for that, I would say I would buy this for no more than $45. I think... $44.99 would be a great product for this. Maybe up to $50, but that's maybe. I don't think anything higher than $44.99.
What is that rye that we had from Addie's that it's a flask bottle shape, similar to Devil's River?
Minor Case?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a, yeah.
That, it's in that tier of whiskey.
And that's, I think, $44.99.
No, I think it might be even less than that in our market.
Maybe $39.
I think it's like $30 to $40 range.
I think $44.99 would be the... most I would go for this.
All right, let's look. Ready?
Yep.
Go away, you. $50.
Honestly, dude, we're doing a really good job with this.
Yeah, so it's $49.99. You can get it on sale through the app for $47.50, so dead on. I think it's $5 too high.
Yeah.
I think if you price this at $45, like Derek was saying, it's gone. It's a versatile bourbon that you can put in a decanter and drink neat. You can put on the rocks, drink, you know, on the rocks, or make a cocktail. And you can make an old fashioned. You can do whiskey sours. You can do so many different things with this, and it's going to add some elements to it. It's not, this isn't a sipper.
Yeah.
This is something that you would just like kind of experiment with. This is a really good bitters experiment. Yeah. Like keep this as your constant, and then your bitters are your variables, and play around, make some different drinks. I think that's what this product is perfect for. So
yeah.
Would you have it? Yeah.
Not at that price point, I wouldn't.
No. If it's $45, would I pick this up for the collection to like
45,
mess around
yeah,
with
but
and
like,
make cocktails with? Yeah.
If we said, would you have this in the collection at the price that it's listed on Flavier's website,
no.
Would you? Exactly. No. I think that there's also a very tough variable, which we'll talk about maybe during a different review that's a little bit longer, but there's a tough variable of a whiskey marketing their product sub $40.
Yeah.
Because I think sub $40, a lot of people assume that the whiskey sucks. Whereas sub $50, a lot of people assume it's a value. But sub 40 is very tough for whiskey distilleries to do.
Yeah.
So I think that between 40 and 50 is a very difficult thing to navigate. $50 after tax is not worth this product. I think $45 after tax would be good. I would not have this in my collection. Like you said, Minor Case would probably be more affordable, and it's a very good option to mix with stuff.
It's also different. It's a rye compared to a bourbon.
Correct, yeah. But yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah! Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to episode 4 of the Flavier Advent Calendar series. We really appreciate you joining. If you had this, let us know in the comments down below. And if you have not, try it first before you buy it. Let us know what you think. Leave it in the comments below. And we'll see you tomorrow for episode 5. As always, recommend a drink responsibly to the person and Michael.
Don't litter.
We're out.